I'm just, it's hard for me to podcast because I'm worried I'm going to die now.
Yeah, I know, dude. I'm in a bad mood, too. I don't want my friends to die.
What if I die?
Not because I'll miss them or I feel bad for them, but because it's a reminder of my own mortality.
Oh, man, thanks. Dude, that means a lot.
That's the only way to process other people's deaths.
By remembering you're also going to die?
Yeah, you make it about you.
Yeah, it does feel like you probably will survive because you deserve it the least, you know?
That's true.
You have the least love in your heart, so.
Yeah, it sucks, though. I'm insecure about it.
About having no emotions?
Yeah. It does suck. When you realize, like, oh, yeah, I am just sort of an angry robot.
You could go to therapy, man. I keep pitching this to you.
And then I go out and I see people, like, being friends with each other and listening to each other while they're speaking. It's rough, man. I'll be honest. Like, I wish I was one of those guys. But then I'll start talking to somebody, and they're like, oh. And then we were supposed to go to the laundromat, but it was already closed. But it was 3 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm out of here.
Right, right, right. No, yeah. That is true. The truth, the trick is finding someone that doesn't have little dick-ass, bitch-ass stories.
I guess. I just want to trick people into thinking that I have...
empathy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
You'll get there, dude. You'll find the program to do it. I believe in you, dude.
Yeah. Maybe I should just move to Los Angeles where everyone's like me.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why you hated it so much. You,
right, because
you saw what you
mirror.
Really were.
Yeah. I mean, that's partially true. I would talk to my landlady and like we would just both be waiting for our turn to speak. And be like, man, everyone here sucks because they're just mean.
But they're also sexier than me.
Yeah. Well, that's not true. I was sexier than her.
Were you? But in LA, you weren't the compare. Sexiest.
I don't think LA is a particularly hot place. I
thought
that
people
seems
are sexy.
Like a wild take. Nah.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't say so.
You wouldn't fuck the average person in LA?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, it's a huge city.
That's true.
I think Manhattan has probably less attractive women.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah, you walk around.
Because there's
women that are wearing like $900 Velcro shoes with no brand name on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know those?
I do know those.
They dress like, they look like fake clothes made
for a movie. Yeah.
And all those clothes cost.
But all the leather's like from a fucking, like a very rare type of baby cow or some shit.
Yeah.
And it costs so much fucking money.
Yeah.
And it's soft as shit. That's the thing, that shitty clothes.
What
those
would you do
clothes?
If a retarded person walked into Subway wearing... those clothes. Would you steal the clothes from him? I'm Abuelita Quinoa. You're watching What Would You Do?
No, why would that even be a thing we would do? Look, sorry, this show's been on for 9 seasons.
We've been doing this for 18 years.
Yeah, you're right. That is sort of fucked up. Because, like, look, man, you're just at Denny's. Mm-hmm. Trying to have a nice time.
It's like To Catch a Predator, they run out of like, they finally catch all the pedophiles. And they're like, they just get into like, you know, we pretended to be a woman that was 45 pounds lighter than she is on the internet to lure men in here. Then the guys show up and then it's like, we sent out the real woman. The guy's like, what?
And they just tackle him. A bunch of fat bitches tackle him on the way out. She's so beautiful. You didn't even get to know her.
To catch a guy living in 2007 in his head. To catch a guy who didn't get the memo.
Oh, man. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Like, that tooth will never come back.
No, I'm going to have a...
Will never come back.
I'm going to have a gold tooth.
There's no going back.
I'm going to get a toupee. Once I get the tooth implants, dude, I'm not stopping there.
Yeah.
I'm getting fucking pec implants. I'm getting bicep implants. I'm getting...
8-ball biceps.
I mean, 8-ball biceps, dude. But it's a magic 8-ball, so I shake it, and it's like, should you suck my dick? And guess what? The answer is always yes.
I had some of that liquid latex left over, and I was very tempted to give myself epicanthic folds in the bathroom the other night. Just for me. I wouldn't post it.
But. Yeah. Oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
New character I'm working on. The next Come Down Live podcast.
Yeah. It's me, Foreskin Eyelids.
fuck, man. I don't know.
Dude, I'm fired up.
fired up. I'm ready to go.
Finished my bodega coffee. I almost bought the beef jerky there, but they only had one of them, and it was on the floor.
Bad sign. Yeah. No, that place is fucked up.
Yeah.
One time, there was like seven people just like strung out waiting.
That's what was happening. There was like a whole crew with a pit bull.
Really?
And there's some girl out front, and this like it's like one of those like hood rat white girls, and she's saying like, she's like, no, I'm telling you, I don't sell drugs, okay? I'm out here living on the streets. I got a kid. And it's like, you're just trying to cram all that shit in while I'm walking, Pat. Like,
of course,
You're doing a character.
Of course.
There's no way that those thoughts all combine into one
sentence. She's trying to scare another white person, you know, to show that she's a badass.
I already told you, I don't sell drugs. I'm out here living on the streets. I got a kid.
Yeah.
What was the prompt?
Bro.
Hey, do you got any weed? I don't sell drugs. Out here living on the streets. I got a kid. Okay, you could have just said no.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
And then you fucking backhand her.
Yeah, you got to be respectful. Trump stuns lawmakers with calls for gun control.
He rules, actually.
Yeah. Well, I was saying the other day, it's like, you know, him saying that he would go into that.
That was awesome.
And it's perfect. And I don't know if I said this on the show.
No.
Because to say like, you know, I mean, if it were me, I would have gone in there, no weapon, you know.
Yeah, even without a weapon.
What they would have done. But he goes, and I think he starts off by saying, like, you know, you can't say what you would do in that situation. But I would have gone in there
without a weapon. I think I would. Yeah.
So he acknowledges that you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He can.
He's got the best rhetorical strategies of all time.
Right.
Where he would always,
so he admits that, like, what he's saying is, like, I know. In the general, this is not a statement that you can make, but there's an exception for me. But regardless of that, what makes it so great is like what he's saying is so disrespectful to the police officers that responded.
I know.
And it's like, that's what people have been waiting for, is for a president to say, fuck the police.
I know. And he just sort of did it by accident.
And he did it in a way that pisses off everybody.
It's awesome.
And that's how that's fucking punk rock, dude.
That's trolling, honestly. Yeah, that's good-ass trolling.
He's the best president that's ever lived. I mean, if you can't see that, there's something fucking mentally wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not an intellectual genius. Like,
no. I just talk about
Instagram's where it's at, dude.
I do fuck with the gram. Stabby baby too, baby.
Instagram, and if you can't do Instagram and you prefer Twitter, you're a fucking loser.
Tell them, Nick.
You're a fucking loser.
Don't hold back on these fucking hoes.
I'm not.
Call them bitches, dude.
We sent a retarded guy to use Twitter. What would you do?
And he just told all his friends about it, and now that's basically what Twitter is.
Yeah. yeah. We sent a retarded guy to work at Vice Media and cover politics.
And he just started raping all the girls.
Yeah. We sent a retarded girl to Vice Media to cover politics, and now he's pitching a TV show. What would you do? Like, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure she's retarded, but we can't not give her a development deal.
I mean, the fucking cameras are here. It's clearly a show.
We can't say no.
The cameraman's also retarded.
Everyone's going to accuse us of sexism if we don't buy her show where she just eats candy for socialism. She just eats Karl Marx candy.
Caramel Marx.
Karl Mars bars.
Oh, there's so many fucking options.
Yeah, there's a lot there. The communist, manic Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo. Yeah, it's a good sandwich.
It's a sandwich. But you put cans of Monte Cristo with candy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the riff, folks. Thanks for listening.